This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. You guys remember me? My name is George. I've been gone for a week for Matt's wedding back in Kentucky. And thank you to Mo and Eric for holding down the fort while I was gone. So thank you both very much.
Glad you were there. Glad you're back.
Did I miss anything?
We just basically made a wreck of the entire show for a week.
We pushed the limits a little bit.
Yeah, you got a lot of pieces to pick up there, mm-hmm. G.
Sometimes you're gone for a week, and it's like you come back, and it's like there's been so much stuff go on. And then other times you come back, and it's like, just kind of quiet around here. So we got a lot to do today. We got a jury duty coming up in just a few minutes. Mono Country, get a chance to take $100 from her. That coming up in just a few minutes. And the 810 or the 610 Amen. I'm getting a little ahead of myself here. The 610 Amen will be coming up in just a few minutes. But thank you again. The wedding was beautiful and gorgeous, as I told you guys yesterday. And it was so nice of you all to, and our bosses, to let me off for the week. So what was the hardest part of running the board over here, Eric?
Dealing with Mo every day by ourselves.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Not having a buffer.
It's nice to have you keep us apart.
Mo, what about you?
Between the two of us, I don't know. I can't control Eric's emotions. It's just like a roller coaster
ride.
It's
a roller coaster ride.
Yeah, but that's even when you're here.
Yeah, that's true.
That is valid.
All right, let's talk about the top things that are trending this morning here in Texas.
Number three.
A rainy election day today. The main timeline for our Houston storms looks like it might clear out by 9 a.m. this morning. But just go ahead and plan to grab an umbrella in case you need to stand outside today.
Number two.
And while we're talking weather, Tropical Depression 18 just got upgraded to Tropical Storm Raphael. He's in the Caribbean Sea and now predicted to become a Category 2 hurricane before making landfall over western Cuba tomorrow. And so, we're looking at the impacts to us, Texas. It can't be totally ruled out, but it is looking like something that's going to be Louisiana Eastward.
Okay.
Yes.
Again, not that we're wishing bad on them, but thank you for keeping it away from us.
And the top story trending in Texas.
George, Eric is voting today.
Ooh. Yeah.
The polls are open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Anyone in line by 7 p.m. will be allowed to cast their ballot. Do you have your ID, Eric?
Yes,
your driver's license?
Yeah, I got everything I need. I went to harrisvotes.com.
Okay, good. You live in Harris County?
Yes.
Okay, so you can vote at any polling location within the county. So
there's one right next to my house.
Okay, so you're going right after the show today?
Right after the show, yes.
Okay. Keep us posted how
it goes. I was
going
to say, I believe that window between like 10 and noon, that 10 and 11:30, that's the magic
spot?
Window.
Okay.
That's the magic window.
We'll find out because I have to pick my kids up from school.
One way or the other, they'll be either standing on the corner or Eric will still be in line, one or the other. That's what's trending in Texas this morning, the top three things that are trending here in the Houston area, all powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Morning. Can I get an amen? Time for some good news.
This is the time of the morning that we get Bull Nation together and talk a little good news right here in Houston. And I'm going to tell you about some baby girls that got to go home from the hospital. But before I get to the story, Mo, you have a 2-year-old at home.
Yes.
And an almost 4-year-old.
Yeah,
right?
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
What would you think if you had twins? Eric, I mean, when you all were having your kid, you ever think about maybe what if you got twins?
Yes, it was a nightmare.
Terrifying. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Identical twins.
Ooh.
Or no, how about this? Identical triplets. No,
George.
Let me see you one better.
No.
How about identical quadruplets that just got to go home from Texas Children's Hospital? After 3 months, their dad and mom, Mercedes and Jonathan Sandu, got to take the rare identical quadruplets home from Texas Children's Hospital this month. And they have 2 older brothers. And I tell you what, this story has been going around. The babies are perfect and beautiful. They were born healthy at 29 weeks. But they had to stay for a while because they only weighed about 2.5 pounds mm-hmm. each. But everything checked out. Mom and dad got to take them home. But good luck identifying 4 identical girls as they grow up.
So sweet.
It is amazing. That's the story this morning. So wherever you are, in the kitchen or in the car, can I get an amen for this growing family?
Amen.
That's the way we do it. We believe the more we celebrate good news, the more good news that we'll get to celebrate. If you have a story you think you'd like to share, 713-881-5500, and you could be our next amen here on The Bull. It's the Morning Bullpen. George, Mo, Eric with a K. Thank you to Eric and Mo for allowing me and our bosses for allowing me some time to be in Kentucky last week. The wedding, I think I've already told you. Mo and Eric are sick of hearing about it.
No, I want to know everything.
It's great.
Because it was perfection. It was just perfect.
I love that.
That never happens.
You know what? Honestly,
yeah.
It's interesting. One of the groomsmen told me last night that he got a text from Matt.
Uh-huh.
And Matt told him, thanks for being part of the ceremony. He said, Liza and I are just calling it our perfect day.
Oh, wow.
The sweetest. So
it went really well. Well, except that got relayed the story while we were at the wedding about how Liza's parents were big fans of the radio show.
Oh.
And so the first time that Matt met them officially, they were like, yeah, we're big fans of your dad. And Matt, we remember when you were on the radio when you were 6 years old and he had you in the sewer as the groundhog and all of this stuff.
What?
And he was totally embarrassed because they knew like so much about him, because when he was little,
yeah,
as you guys know, you talk,
sure,
about,
talk
your kids
about your kids
a lot, right?
What's going on in our lives, and it's kind of making me second guess what I say about my kids on the air.
Because it's going to come back to them when they
no,
get engaged,
good.
But yeah, so
that's so
he was
funny.
he was like yeah, I was super super embarrassed in front of the new in-laws. So.
Oh, that's pretty cute though.
Yeah, I thought it was from my standpoint,
I was happy about it, absolutely.
Do you ever, like, humiliate yourself in front of your partner's parents?
Oh, gosh.
713-881-5500. Embarrassed in front of the in-laws, Mo?
I don't know if I've ever told y'all this story before. In high school, my high school boyfriend, I went to decorate his car, like, the night before Valentine's Day. You know, aww, where you write on it with chalk, and I was going to draw big hearts and stuff. And my dad was with me. It was the middle of the night. And my high school boyfriend's father came outside with a shotgun because he thought someone was robbing him.
What?
I ran and jumped into the ditch, and my dad was threw his hands up and was like, hey, it's just us. Just us.
Wait. Okay, so hold on. Your boyfriend's dad,
yes,
came out with a shotgun.
Yeah.
The only person standing at this car that says I love you all over it
is my dad.
Is your grown
dad.
Father.
Yes, because I'm in the ditch. Mortified.
So it looks like he is, yes, in love with the man's,
correct,
son.
Yeah.
I'm surprised your,
correct,
dad wasn't shot on the spot.
713-881-5500. How were you humiliated in front of your partner's parents, Eric?
I remember one, girlfriend back in the day. I remember her dad came home and we didn't hear the car door.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came in, let's just say we were in various states of undress.
Okay.
And he walked in and I had to keep him busy. And I had never met him before. So I had to do a whole song
sir,
and dance.
How are you?
Hello.
Hey, I'm Eric. No, you don't want to go in there. She's in there. Let's talk as men. Come here.
Random man. By the way, if you've ever wondered where Eric's improv skills came from,
I'm so mortified for you.
We want to know, how'd you humiliate yourself in front of your partner's parents? 713-881-5500. We'd love to hear your stories now on The Bull. My son Matt was totally humiliated the first time he met Liza's parents because they were huge fans of the radio show. How did you embarrass yourself, humiliate yourself in front of your partner's parents? Martha's on the phone this morning in Houston. Martha, what happened? Tell me the story.
So I went on my very first date as a 16-year-old with a guy named Kenneth. We went to the movies. Both of our moms drove.
Hang on, Martha. I'm gonna have you start over. You were breaking up really bad at the beginning. So what happened?
So I'm 16 years old at my very first date ever of my life,
mm-hmm.
and both of our parents took us to the movie theater. So when he goes to put his arm around me, the next thing you know, I hear and it's both of my moms, my mom and his mom, are sitting right behind us, and they tap us on the shoulder, and they say, "Oh, I don't think we're doing that today." And I'm mortified.
Oh, I can't wait till my kids are dating.
No!
This gives me so many ideas.
I was going to say, we want to know your ideas. How did you humiliate yourself in front of your partner's parents? 713-881-5500. You can share your stories now on The Bull. You embarrassed yourself, humiliated yourself in front of your partner's parents. 713-881-5500 on The Morning Bullpen Show.
Pam's on the phone in North Houston. Hey, Miss Pam, tell us your story.
Good morning. Well, I was a newlywed, and it was the first time I had gone with my husband without his parents to his grandparents' place. Mm-hmm. And I was helping by trying to preheat the oven for dinner and forgetting that his grandmother stored all of her cereals in the oven.
That's such a grandma thing.
And it started a fire.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Can we talk about the extent of the fire, the damage?
Yeah, the fire department had to come.
Okay. Wow. There we go.
Pam, you're a real serial killer.
I love it, Pam. Thank you for the story. I appreciate it. We were just talking about humiliating in front of your partner's parents.
Yes.
Mo jumped in the ditch, left her dad to fend for himself with an old boyfriend.
Yes.
When she was decorating a car?
His car before Valentine's Day, and his dad came out with a shotgun because he thought that I was robbing his car.
Uh-huh.
I ran and jumped in a ditch, and my dad threw his hands in the air and was like, whoa, it's just us. It's just us. Everything's fine.
Eric was in a compromising position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my girlfriend's dad came home, and I had to keep him busy while my ex, prepared herself.
Right, yeah, exactly. And I was talking about Matt being embarrassed because Liza's parents were huge fans of the radio show, so they kind of heard Matt growing up on the radio, and they knew everything about him, and he knew nothing about them. And don't take line six. I think that's the hotline. I believe it's my wife on the phone.
Hey, Miss Deanna.
You want to talk about embarrassing yourself in front of my parents?
Yes, there's quite a list, but we can start with the first one.
Okay,
sure. I want to hear.
Before I really had officially met his parents, we hadn't had a big whole family meeting or anything. George's birthday came up, and my family were big. My dad was a caterer, so we had a big catering business. We used to have, bartenders go out and everything. And I thought how much fun it would be to have a big surprise party for George on his birthday. So his roommates were big drinkers, so my dad was like, we'll bring in a wine fountain. We'll have a bar set up. It'll be fantastic.
Fancy.
So we went to his apartment, and my dad just put on the dog. I mean, we had it set up fantastic. All of his roommates were thrilled, an open bar. This was going to be fantastic. Until his dad got there, and then they told me his dad is a Baptist minister, and they don't believe in alcohol of any kind.
Oh, no alcohol on the premises.
And you're like drinking straight out of the wine fountain like a dog. Like,
there's shots lining the table, you know, all that kind of stuff. Here's the wild part of this. So Deanna and I had been out to dinner, and we were coming back to the apartment after dinner, right? And oh, you walk in the door, surprise! Everybody's like, oh, surprise, surprise, surprise. By the way, your entire family, because I had two roommates.
Yeah.
They were like, your entire family is in your bedroom.
They were hiding?
So my mom, my dad, and all of my siblings were all in my bedroom waiting because they didn't want to be in the same room with the alcohol.
All of them. And his little brother, Jordan, who is 5 years old, who I'm sure was like, oh my God, what is weird? You know, what is going on? Why is this weird woman upsetting my mom and dad?
See, my parents would have fallen in love with you that day.
Exactly. Exactly right. So how did you humiliate yourself in front of your partner's parents? We'd love to hear your story. 713-881-5500. It's time for our 10-minute tune. You know what happens here? You call in, you give a suggestion, and if Eric likes that suggestion, he'll write a song about it. He has this amazing ability to do that all in 10 minutes, but it all has to start with you. 713-881-5500 is the number, and Crystal is on the phone in Richmond. Crystal, good morning. What do you think Eric should sing about today? Crystal?
Good morning.
Oh, hello, hello, hello.
No, you got to listen on the phone, not on the radio. There's a delay, so.
Okay. I just turned it off.
Okay, gotcha.
What do you think Eric should sing about, sister?
So, in honor of George, since today's his first day back from his son's wedding, I suggested for Eric to sing about him and his family and his son for his son's wedding this past Saturday.
Oh, I like this. Anything that puts me up on a pedestal, I'm
George
okay with.
Dedication.
George dedication. Sing about how awesome I am, Eric.
Oh, Crystal, you've George. Obviously just joined the show for the first time.
Awesome.
Because I would never do that in a thousand. Years.
Oh my gosh. Crystal, George realized, is awesome. Y'all are all awesome.
You're so sweet.
I just realized, Crystal, that he's done several songs about Mo.
Yeah.
What?
I don't think he's ever done a song about me.
I don't remember. You know what? I've done
George's
Cheek.
George's turn this morning.
Yeah. I agree. It's always my turn. Crystal, love you. Thank you.
You're
welcome.
All right, 713-881-5500 is the number this morning. We want to know, what should Eric sing about today? Eric, go to line four.
Amber's on the phone in Pearland. Hey, Amber, what should I sing about today?
Oh, my gosh. I know exactly what you're going to sing about, I hope. It is, what is the third circle of hell of taking your kids out to a restaurant?
Oh, my goodness. All right, I have to ask, how old are your kids?
Because they're 2 and 5.
Nope.
And
yeah. So just, I have two kids as well, Amber, if you listen to the show. And we go out all the time, but Mo refuses. She has not been to a restaurant with her two kids, I think, ever.
No.
I think you're probably the smartest.
There's a time and a place for kids, and it's not at a restaurant in public.
Yeah, it's just the smartest person I know then. I'm jealous.
What do they do that causes such trouble?
I mean, they have different personalities. They have, like, one likes to sit still. One likes to just be in constant movement. They both like different things. The 2-year-old is still, like, on a serious... She's a serious napper. Mm-hmm. So there's just, like, never a time where it's not going to interrupt some part of her nap schedule, which is...
You're exhausting me just hearing you talk about it.
And they don't eat what you order them.
No, even though they said, that's what I want.
Exactly.
Everything sounds good now. Like, I know.
This is great.
Tired,
and that impression was dead on.
Pretty accurate there. Amber, thank you. Great suggestion today.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Justin's on the phone in Rosharon. Hey, friend, what would you like Eric to sing about?
Hello? Hi, Justin. Go ahead. What do you want Eric to sing about?
I was telling Mo that he should sing about getting drunk and falling asleep on a tree stump.
What? Is this a true story?
Yeah, it happened to me before.
It's happened to everyone, Eric.
Oh,
okay,
no.
Give Justin the song he deserves.
What are you talking about? I fall asleep exclusively reading my Bible.
Oh, yeah, of course you do. Hey, don't worry. I go to the Bible myself. I go to the Bible myself while I make mistakes. All right?
Justin, don't stop calling.
You sound like you need to go to the Bible, Justin.
I just been trying to get a hold of every radio station that I can, and y'all the ones that always come through for me.
Oh, okay, you're so sweet. Well, we appreciate you listening to us.
All right, Eric, what should we sing about
today?
I'm
glad to know we're easy, Justin.
What should we sing about today? What's your choice?
Let's do Kids at Restaurants.
Okay.
Why not Justin?
Sleep on a stump somewhere?
I think I'll wait on that one, Justin.
Okay, all right.
I'll pray on it.
That's our song for today. Let's find out what he creates. It's our 10-minute tune, and it's next. It's the Morning Bullpen. It is election day. You're going to need an umbrella. What did they say in Mo? Heavy rain till 9, 10-ish kind of thing?
Yep, and then lingering showers. So just be mentally prepared.
All right. It's going to be worth it, though. Take your umbrella, get out there, cast your ballot today, and make sure that your voice is heard. It's time for our 10-minute tune. 10-minute tune works this way. Every day, you call in with a suggestion, and Eric takes that suggestion, and he turns it into a song.
Yes, and today, Amber in Pearland called in with this suggestion.
She wanted him to sing about kids at restaurants.
Oh, yes, I remember.
You wholeheartedly agreed with her, by the way.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good idea. Eventually, they'll get there, but right now in my life, toddlers in a restaurant is not polite for the people around me.
Okay, yeah, that's. Thank you for thinking of other people.
You're welcome.
So I appreciate it. Eric, back in the studio.
Here I am.
Your kids,
you all go to restaurants all the time, right?
We do one night out a week. It's kind of our thing. We have a movie night. We have a restaurant night.
And your kids know how to behave.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
No. This is all personal experience I'm about to sing about.
Stop it.
Everything you hear.
Yes.
In the next few minutes.
It's all going to be in the style of The Lion King.
Okay. All right. It's today's 10-minute tune here on The Bowl.
Be a good toddler when we go out to eat. Now, you wouldn't lie to me. Look at this face, aren't I sweet? But something breaks inside my brain when we walk inside. I start to talk 5 times louder. I spill drinks and throw fries. Everyone is looking right at me. In restaurants, I can't eat peacefully. I'm stealing all the breath mints. I'm under the table. You can't catch me if I'm running in circles. Whee! Uh-oh, I think mommy's about to scream. In restaurants, I can't eat peacefully.
Okay, I think there are a lot of parents that probably identify with that this morning.
And the song choice, just because, you know, the jungle that is toddler life.
That is
like,
toddler.
It's perfect.
Every time there's mints, it's like we walk right out the door, and then they go, look what I got, Daddy.
Yeah, every time.
You want to share that with some parents in your life, or maybe you want to share that with your children who have children. And you're the grandparents now. You can get that every day off of our podcast. You can get it at Audacy, the Audacy app, AUDACY. Download it today, and you'll get the 10-minute tune loaded up there every day here on 100.3 The Bull. 10-man jam artist Earl King? I think it's her brother. L. King and Miranda Lambert and Drunk and I Don't Want to Go Home. Here with George, Mo, and Eric on Election Day.
Aw.
I know it's kind of rainy out today.
But, a little bit.
But still, get an umbrella, get a raincoat, whatever, and go cast your ballot if you haven't done so yet. Mo, did you vote early?
I voted on the first day of early voting.
Yeah, that, wow. Why does that not surprise
you? Look at you patriot. You.
USA. But I'm kind of bummed. George, have you voted already?
I have not. I'm with Eric.
Oh, you guys are both voting today?
I believe voting on Election Day is like the way it should be done.
Well, They can't bribe you for voting, but I did find a couple places around town that if you wear your sticker, they're going to give you an Election Day perk.
Oh, so you get a freebie if have your I voted sticker on?
Yes.
Hey, so, there we go.
Paola Pizza, IKEA, Lyft, Uber, Krispy Kreme.
IKEA, what do you get? Like a shelf?
I think it's ice cream.
Okay. I was like, what do they give you? Like a 3-drawer chest? I didn't know. I didn't know what they got there. So ice cream at IKEA, yeah, if you wear your voting sticker. By the way, if you want that list, I'll let us know. We'll send that out to you.
Fun.
You can text in here to the number that you call, 713-881-5500. We are trying to encourage folks to write in Mo's name. What? Just M-O, Mo.
Why? Yep,
Mo.
Under the railroad commissioner.
We can make a great railroad commissioner.
What does that even mean?
I have no idea.
Who cares? I personally, yes, there's a write-in vote there. Mm-hmm. I see all the different candidates.
Is this Harris County?
This is Harris County.
Okay,
but
I don't
railroad
live in Harris County.
Oh, okay.
I don't qualify, so.
Yeah.
It's you.
Dang it.
You know what?
Eric has to be it.
With a K.
Eric with a K.
Write him in.
Just write him in.
I can see him in the front of a conductor train with a little hat on and the whistle.
Yes. You can call me Commissioner with a K.
That is not what a railroad commissioner does. I'm pretty sure. I don't know what the job is, but I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that.
By the way, we are not talking about the real issues, okay?
Okay.
This is the thing. We need to get some real stuff on the ballot that matters. Everybody's at odds right now, but we're not talking about the real things that are legal in the state of Texas that we need to put back on the ballot.
What are you talking
and focus about? On.
Okay.
I found some weird laws that are absolutely true in the state of Texas, and I think we need to re-vote on these. Like, in some cities in Texas, you're required to purchase a $5 permit before you can even walk around barefoot. And I want to institute this across the entire state of Texas.
Now I'm freaking out because I'm afraid I've been breaking the law.
I definitely have been breaking.
You know me, I'm a rule follower.
Yeah,
and if I've been barefoot outside and I don't have my permit on me, am I going to be arrested?
I think we should have to inspect everyone's feet and they should have to pay $5.
Okay, now I see where you're going here. Sicko.
Did you realize in the state of Texas, it is required to have windshield wipers, right?
Okay.
Not required to have windshields. That is not a legal requirement in the state of Texas. As long as you have the wipers themselves, you don't have to have the windshield. I feel like this is one of the topics we should bring back up because we're not really talking about the issues here.
It's funny you bring that up because friend Michael, who lives in Pearland, who has a truck that does not have a windshield. And yes, I've ridden in it before.
Love you, Michael.
Did you realize in Port Arthur, Texas, it's totally illegal to emit obnoxious odors in an elevator?
Oh, Eric would be arrested for that one because he crop dusts the elevator all the time.
Please no, but it was Eric.
Just when it's empty and then all of a sudden people pile on.
Yeah, exactly right. So these are unusual laws here in the state of Texas.
Did you know spittoons are required in churches?
What's that?
You know, you spit your tobacco in.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't realize in the state of Texas, spittoons are required in all churches.
I don't think my church has one of those.
They're breaking the law.
You know what? I wonder if they have spittoons over at Joel's church next door.
Go look. I bet the doors are open.
I bet the doors are open, George.
And finally, we need to vote on this. This is the real big issue in Texas.
Okay, ready.
Some towns in Texas, it's illegal to eat your neighbor's trash.
It's but what if it's really theft. Good stuff
Stop,
they're
get
throwing
Get out of
away.
Here. These are dumb.
What if it's really good
Goodbye.
Stuff?
Illegal. That's so sad.
See, we're not talking about the real issues.
No. We need
vote for me for
Eric
railroad
for
commissioner.
Railroad with a K.
Yes. Yeah.
Now
I'll put it back on the ballot.
Now
we need
you know
windshield.
Why Eric was chosen to be the spokesperson for HarrisVotes.com. Okay? He's up on all of the issues. Whichever side you're on, go vote today.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
Colleen is in Meyerland. Colleen, good morning. I got $100 in Mo's purse, and you can have it if you can take the money from her. Here's how you do it.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both 5 country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Colleen, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. Tell her to get out of here. Let's get this game started, okay?
Bye, Mo.
Bye, South America. Good luck.
I'm going to need it.
Five country-related trivia questions, and Colleen, they start right now. Question number one. Willie Nelson's 18th studio album was widely acclaimed as his best. The title of the album is This Color Haired Stranger.
Red. Red-headed Stranger.
Question number two. John Denver sang about this wild and wonderful state in his classic song that everybody sings along to, Take Me Home Country Roads. What state?
West Virginia.
Question number three. Complete the name of this country act with a color. The Zach Blank Band.
Brown.
Question number four. In 2005, which country music star was married to actress Renee Zellweger for less than 6 months?
Kenny Chesney.
And question number five. The Charlie Daniels Band sang about the devil going down to this southern state. What was it?
The devil went down to Georgia.
All right, let's get Mo in. Find out what she's up against today.
Colleen, you said you needed luck. Well, you got it because you got all five right.
No!
Not what Mo wanted to hear, Colleen. Not what she wanted to hear.
Let's do it.
All right, Mo, question number one. Willie Nelson's 18th studio album was widely acclaimed by many as his best. The title of the album is This Colored Haired Stranger.
Oh, Red-Headed Stranger. Red-Headed Stranger. No, I know
you
that.
You know, I can't give you the answers until we get to the end. So, question number two, Mo.
Okay.
John Denver sang about this wild and wonderful state in his classic sing-along song, Take Me Home Country Roads.
West Virginia, Mountain Holla. West Virginia.
Mountain Holla.
Right.
Mountain Mama.
Is that
okay,
the song? Mama.
Question. Yes, Mama is correct. Anyway, question number three. Complete the name of this country act with a color.
What?
Zach Blank Band.
Oh, Brown. Zach Brown Band.
Question number four.
Ready?
In 2005, this country music star was married to actress Renee Zellweger for less than 6 months.
Yes. Oh, Kenny Chesney.
Question number five, Mo.
Yes.
Charlie Daniels.
What is up with these old man questions today?
Sang about the devil going down to this southern state.
Oh, Georgia. The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul.
Number
to
one
steal.
Was correct. That was the one I was worried about with you.
Yes, I learned that from you.
Number two was correct, even though you said holler in there, and I don't know
West
where that
Virginia,
came from.
Mountain Holla.
It's Mountain Mama.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Question number three, Zach Brown Band. Question number four, Kenny Chesney. Question number five, Georgia. You got them all too, Mo.
But seriously, the best questions, George.
Colleen, she got all five as well, so you tied. That means she keeps her money. I'm sorry.
What can you do? Good question.
You know what? You did well today, Colleen.
Thank you.
But you still have to say what you got to say to get out of here.
This is Colleen from Ireland, and Mo knows country.
She does. You'll get a chance to take $100 from her coming up tomorrow morning, 8:20. The next chance to play Mo Knows Country on the Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.